The Great Reno Balloon Race takes flight today through Sunday. This year's theme is Women in Aviation. KUNR's Lucia Starbuck flew with a local pilot to learn what that means to her.
It's just before 7 a.m. at Rancho San Rafael Park as the sun lights up a field of hot air balloons lying flat on the grass before takeoff. This is where Carolyn Mum instructs her crew, made up of her balloon family and her 17-year-old son, on how to prepare Citrus in the Sky, her multicolored striped hot air balloon.
My flight bag, please.
Before we climb into the brown wicker basket, Mum recalls when she first discovered her love of balloons in 2011. And she's never looked back.
We just moved here. My ex was in the casino industry, and we were living in the casino. 4 kids, 2 cats. So if there was something to do outside of said casino, we did it. And so we came to the Great Reno Balloon Race.
As we start our smooth ascent into the skies above Reno, she recalls volunteering the very next year and getting her commercial license in 2018. Mum got her start after a retiring pilot sold his hot air balloon to her at a discount. Mum knew her presence was meaningful when she flew at an event in Wisconsin as a brand new pilot.
I was the only girl there. One of the dads came up to me and he goes, "I can't thank you enough for coming to this event because you showed my daughter, who wants to be a pilot, you showed her that women can do this."
Mum isn't just a pilot. She's also a librarian at Dotson Elementary, a mother of 4, and a hot air balloon instructor. And if that wasn't enough, she's the director of the High Sierra Balloon Camp for 13 to 17-year-olds. One of the most common questions she hears from her young students is one humans asked long ago. How does a balloon fly?
I'll say with kids, I'll sit there and go, "So how does a balloon fly?" And they'll look. Any ideas? And they'll look. Could it be the fire?
As I enjoy a peaceful, smooth, and quiet float, Mum says her mind is moving a million miles a minute. She's not only looking out for other balloons, power lines, and a dog she spotted from high above.
Head to McCarran. There's a dog running on McCarran.
For the first time, she's sharing this experience with her 20-year-old son. This year, they're flying at the same time. COVID-19 and a torn ACL kept them grounded in years past.
I'm watching my kid fly. He's 20 and he can fly circles around me and I trust him a whole bunch, but it's still your kid.
But as we drift toward a nearby neighborhood, Mum springs into mom mode as her son's voice crackles over the walkie-talkie. The wicker basket of a higher balloon brushed the top of her son's balloon. He says he needs to land. Mum directs her ground crew to pick him up ASAP.
Go for William. It's calm. I've got a neighborhood with no power lines. If I have to sit and wait, I'll sit and wait.
Copy.
After confirming her son lands safely, she pushes aside her worry and focuses on getting us to the ground safely as well. As we start our descent, Mum greets each small dot of a person waving at us from below.
Good morning!
Citrus in the Sky makes a graceful touchdown in the middle of a neighborhood street. Once on the ground, Mum lets 2 little girls climb into the basket and squeeze the burner.
Do you feel all the heat?
Yeah.
It's evident kids are her favorite spectators. Flying over Reno, I'm Lucia Starbuck for KUNR News.